Hello, friend. How are you today? Well, listen, if you've got a few minutes to play with me, I want us to do something fun. Now, this something is actually based on one thing that I feel like can help you manifest money, set yourself up for success, and live the dream. This is one thing that I've personally done and continue to do, so I want to show you how to make that happen in your life. If you want to manifest more money, set yourself up for success, and live the dream. Yes? Is that what you want to do? Are those some things that you would love to have in your life? All right. So, are you familiar with the Golden Girls? Seriously, I used to love to watch the Golden Girls with my mama. It was our thing to do. One of my favorite characters, of course, was Sophia. She used to say, "Picture it, Sicily, 1959," right? She used to have all of these amazing stories, and they always started the same way. "Picture it, Sicily, 1935," right? I love that about her. So what we're going to do today, which is absolutely fun, the perfect way to play, is to have a Sophia moment, Sister Sense style, really dive into this conversation of picturing it, except we're not going to go back. We're not going to go back into the past. We're going to picture the future and what it would be like for you. So picture it, your office. You just booked a fabulous trip for your family and perfect person to the dream location you have always wanted to go. How crazy is that? A few years or even a decade ago, what you just did was not even an option. Booking a fabulous trip to that fabulous place that you always wanted to go, and now you're going. Spur of the moment, just felt like you wanted to do that on the wing, so that's the thing you are going to do. You are financially free. You don't have anybody stopping you. You said, "Hey, grab your bags, let's go. We about to make this happen." So you booked your trip. You just closed your web browser. Then all of a sudden in your inbox, you get an alert. The funds have been approved. Turns out your pitch was perfect and you got yourself the capital for your next project. This is good news, right? Because with that delight, you grab your keys and get ready to head out the door. You've got a session with a client at 4 and think about all the things you are going to talk about now that you're in a space to help others live the kind of dream you used to only dream of. Got your keys ready to get ready for that session, running out the door. It's time to go. That client is waiting for you at 4. You are living out your dream and helping others in a way that makes you feel purposeful and free. Look how far you've come from the one depending on others to now the one others depend on. Just a quick glance at your phone, not too long, because your day and your destiny awaits. But wait, PayPal alerts are blowing up your phone. You were so focused on your big trip. Now your mind is blown looking at all the digital dollars you are bringing in today. Positioned for profit, making everyday payday, you've come a long way. No longer dreaming your life, finally living your dream. Power pause and activate that vision. Okay, let's do that now. If you need to pause it, replay it, or tweak it to better fit you, let's do what we need to do for you to reconnect to the dreamer inside of you. Activate your vision or reconnect to it if you lost sight of it. What's the dream that's inside of you. It's there. You may be scared to acknowledge it, to say it, to even think it or breathe it, because you're supposed to be responsible now. You're supposed to be the one others depend on now. You're supposed to be the one supporting his dream or her dream or the baby's dream. You can no longer dream now, but see, the devil is a liar. It's time for you to reconnect to the vision in you. Power through and picture it. Okay. I want you to know that you are destined to be your best you, and the only thing that can stop you is you. First thing, write the vision and make it plain. Visualization works. I love this picture activity. It is something, this one thing that I quietly have done for many years and continue to do, because it allows me to manifest money, to set myself up for success, and to live the dream. I want to share a personal story with you, but before I do, let me talk about one that actually I love. This story is from Oprah. Oprah was actually doing an interview with Jim Carrey. I don't know if you're familiar with him. Amazing actor, got his start on Living Color many moons ago. So to see his transition and how he has grown, right, it's just amazing. But on this interview, he's sitting on the couch with Oprah and he's talking about how visualization works and how the process of visualizing his success many years ago allowed him to actualized $10 million for himself. Back in the day, he used to go to his favorite spot, and he used to imagine himself getting accolades and talking to directors and talking to people in the acting community who was just all over him, right? Now, this is, mind you, back in the day, he's broke, he's not getting any gigs, nobody knows who the hell Jim Carrey is, but he's on his Hill, his favorite spot, just talking to himself, right? Imagining what it would be like for all of these amazing people, naming the people he wants to be shaking hands with and rubbing elbows with, right? And how amazing it would be for them to see the amazing in him. At that time, he decided to write himself a check and date it, right? For $10 million. Right? So he writes himself a check. He goes and he continues to just visualize himself. That's what the self-help books say, as he said, right? He's telling Oprah the story. So he wrote a check for himself for $10 million. He dated it. And he said it was maybe about 5 years in the future. He dated it around Thanksgiving. 5 years later, just before Thanksgiving of 1995, he received a call that he was going to make $10 million for his movie at the time, Dumb and Dumber. Wow. Just about divine right timing. How would he have known, standing on that hill, talking to himself, looking crazy, not having any funds in his pocket, but knowing his funds were there, just temporarily not accessible, because God has already got him, right? His vision has already been written. He has made it plain. He has written the check, $10 million to Jim Carrey for acting services rendered, period. Visualization works. Picture it. Picture your day, your office, your business, your dream, the freedom and the flexibility to do what you want, to do for whom you want, to support and help and live in your purpose and generate profit and be passionate and have people see that passion in you. Visualize it. Can you see it? So listen, I realized I jumped into this conversation and didn't even introduce myself. I'm LaShonda Henry, aka Sister Sense, and one of the things I love to do is help entrepreneurs make sense of making money online. It's possibly, again, that you're new to me. I'm a New York City girl living in a North Carolina world, and for me, I used to dream about being in a space where I could sit on my porch and sip my sweet tea and just be. Swing on my swing, sip my favorite sweet tea, and just be. That was my dream. New York City girl, apartments, the hustle bustle, the rise and grind. Now North Carolina world, the quiet, family, relaxation, a home, ownership, control, freedom, flexibility. I used to have so much anxiety when I would have to ask my boss for time off for doing something that I needed to do to better me. That used to cause so much anxiety, pacing, trying to come up with the right words to say, can I take off today? That's no longer my reality. Well over 10 years working for myself at home, dream realized. But before the dream could be realized, I had to visualize what I wanted to see. Speak what you seek until you see what you said. I need you to get that through your head and really feel that in your heart. Speak what you seek until you see what you said. Those days when I laid up in my bed and tired, beyond tired, fatigued, frustrated, angry with myself or with the world or with whoever. At the end of the day, I had to tell myself, listen, if you are tired, learn how to rest. Don't quit. This is it. This is your wake up. This is your solution to living the dream, setting yourself up for success, and manifesting your money. Visualization is a powerful tool that many successful people utilize. See, but the reason why there are a handful of successful people and an earth full of people who live but never truly live is because too many people find themselves holding themselves back, just dreaming their life rather than living the dream. Oh, I can't do it now. I can't afford it now. It's too late now. Mm-mm. You have to visualize your best you and then work towards that vision. Now I realize you may be in a situation where you visualize, you picture it, and somehow you still can't grasp it. Somehow you feel like something is missing and you keep giving and working hard and working smart, but you can't quite seem to get there. I hear you. I've been there too. So let's talk about 3 steps. Let's talk about 3 steps. First, reconnect with your vision, right? What exactly is it that you want to do? Number 2, realize that visualization is one of many strategies that successful people integrate into their everyday lives. And if you are in a space where you find yourself taking advice from people who haven't even been where you are trying to be, in order for you to change your life, you have to start to change your circle. That's 2. Visualization works. Reconnect with the vision, 1. 2, stop listening to people who haven't been where you're trying to be. If you want to change your life, you have to change your circle. 3, if you feel like what you're trying to do isn't quite working for you, you have to start to tap into the habits, strategies, and success secrets of highly successful people. See, because if you make a mistake once, you can call it a mistake. But make it twice, and it becomes a decision. So if you find yourself making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again, you have decided that the dream will not be realized. You have decided that you will much rather be in a space of comfort and repetition than work towards the dream you no longer want to be deferred. One of the ladies in my circle, Deborah Owens, absolutely love Deborah. She's the creator of A Purse of Your Own, and one of the experts, one of the successful women entrepreneurs and professionals inside of what I like to call my power circle. I highly believe that the success of your business depends upon the company that you keep. As a financial expert, Deborah once said words that I never forgot. Wealthy women act and do things differently. Wealthy women act and do things differently. So if you ain't wealthy yet and you keep doing the same thing, hello, something needs to change. Or if you ain't wealthy yet and you don't have the confidence to really see that your next step is in you, your win lies within, and you are looking without and asking questions of people who haven't been where you are trying to be, hello, you got to change your circle if you want to change your life. Because wealthy women act and do things differently. So, hopefully within our little playtime today, I've been able to share with you one way you can start this process of manifesting more money, of setting yourself up for success and living the dream. Reconnect with your vision, change your circle, and tap into the habits of highly successful people. Now, with that particular focus in mind, I have created the power circle for you because, again, I believe the success of your business depends upon the company that you keep. So together with a group of amazing, highly driven women who are passionate about seeing you live out your passion and live your dream, I have created 47 power moves. I don't know if you're there right now. If you are not there, I want you to go meet me over there. SisterSense.com/47 power moves, no spaces. So that we can, number one, see the faces of the women who are waiting to work with you. And number two, I can talk to you about the different types of areas you need to focus on in your life and in your business if you truly want to manifest more money, set yourself up for success, and live the dream. Okay? So let's do this. Meet me over there now so we can continue this conversation. SisterSense.com/47 power moves. I'll see you there. Until then, take care. And keep powering through to your best you.